When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey everyone, Mark from Guitar Nerds here. What you're about to hear is a short clip from an interview that I did with Marcus Ryle, one of the co-founders of Line 6. In this short clip, he talks about the birth of the pod and how it was initially received. In the full interview that runs nearly 50 minutes, we talk about everything from how he got his start at Oberheim Synths right through to what is the next step for Line 6. If you want to hear the full interview, go to patreon.com/guitar nerds, where from as little as $5 a month gets you an extra half an hour of Guitar Nerds content every week, as well as access to all the full-length interviews that we've done and mini-series such as Joe Branton's Rant On. patreon.com/guitar nerds.
Part of it, in hindsight, you know, I don't know how much of this was truly conscious, but in hindsight, you recognize that when you want to introduce new things, there's actually a lot of research on this. If you can minimize the behavior change that you expect people to make in order to experience something new, then you have a better chance of that people being able to transition to new technology.
Yes.
I mean, you think about silly ideas like digital cameras making a click sound like a shutter closed, which is completely artificial, but it made people feel good because that's what you're familiar with.
Sure.
And I think, you know, we started from the basic notion that for a guitar player, the heart of their tone is the guitar amp. That's where you get tone. That's where you spend your time. And if you want a wide range of tone, you bought multiple guitar amps. And of course, from there were the stomp boxes. But we already had, you know, it was not unusual for people to be using a Bradshaw rig or something like that. So having a pedal controller was a existing concept.
Yeah.
So this notion of, well, let's build everything into the amp and just make it that it's just more amps in one amp. And let's go ahead and put the effects in the amp because we can just have a pedalboard controller to control those. So let's make it so that the basic concept isn't different. I plug my guitar into this thing. I plug in the pedalboard. But how it's actually making the sound is totally different. So that just seemed like the natural way to go because although certainly, I mean, in hindsight, the pod clearly is what really put us on the map. And I think we've learned a lot about, you know, why that might have been. But every guitar player needed an amp. Some guitar players struggled with recording.
Sure.
Most would just stick a microphone in front of an amp. So still the amp was kind of the source of tone. And the notion of recording direct was still really, that was really unusual.
Well, I mean, I guess when you think about the previous attempts to do that, nothing had really been successful. You know, the pod and digital modeling were kind of first of their kind. But can you remember with the release of the amp, can you remember trying to explain the concept to people? Because now we just kind of go, oh, yeah, it's a digital modeling amp. We all know what that does. We know what it's capable of. We know vaguely how it does it. But that wouldn't have been the case.
Yeah, it was an interesting challenge. I think at that time, you know, we're talking about, we launched in 1996, so, you know, samplers were still big. So people would often say, so it's a sampler, right? You sample an amp. And we'd have to explain, well, no, I mean, a sample is a recording. There's nothing recorded. This is, And in fact, you know, everything that's happening is happening in real time. This lives and breathes just like an analog circuit, and you have to play or else nothing happens. But, you know, so we'd have some of those very basic types of conversations sometimes and just have to explain why, you know, your guitar is just a voltage. I know, you know, we love to think about the mythical qualities of great amps, and I worship great sounding products and vintage stuff as much as anyone else. But in reality, as cold and impersonal as it sounds, they are processors. They are taking an electrical voltage, something that's not organic, right? We could say, I mean, an acoustic guitar makes sound organically, but we have to remember, an electric guitar, there's this magnetic pickup, and it's just creating a voltage. And you're putting that voltage into an amp, and that voltage gets modified in beautiful and wonderful ways before it goes to a speaker.
Yeah.
Right? And if people will suspend disbelief for a moment and recognize that fundamentally is really just a voltage processor, then it's logical to imagine, well, so you should be able to calculate out what happens mathematically to that. And so converting to digital is just now representing that voltage as a number. We do some math, albeit kind of complicated math. some math to change those numbers to recreate how those circuits would modify that voltage. It's actually much harder to do something that's purely acoustic when you think about it. And in fact, that's probably the biggest criticism that modeling had, especially at the early days. Now, of course, modeling has improved a lot, so it'd be legitimate to say maybe the modeling wasn't that good. But actually, the biggest criticism that people would have, and they didn't necessarily realize why, is it really had much more to do with the sound delivery.
Sure.
The fact that it was a solid-state power amp driving speakers, and that delivery mechanism was not going to provide the punch and headroom that a tube power amp was going to do. I was just going to say, that's why I think the pod broke through so strongly. Not only did it solve a fundamental problem, how can I record guitar easily? But now you're not comparing it to a guitar amp. You're comparing it to a guitar amp that's mic'd up, that's in the studio, and you're listening in the control room.
Definitely.
Right? So now you can truly have an apples to apples comparison because you're in the control room in both cases. The speakers you're listening to are whatever studio monitors. And if you've got really bad studio monitors, well, everything sounds bad, and that's not a problem of modeling. That I think was a big factor in allowing modeling to really be accepted, because now you're truly doing the entire path, including the speaker and the microphone and everything. And people went, oh, okay, now I get it.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.